with Romans chapter 8 verse 29. And everybody read, go. For those God foreknew, He also predestined to be conformed to the likeness of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brothers. Another verse, 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18. And everybody read, go. And we who with unveiled faces all reflect the Lord's glory are being transformed into His likeness with ever-increasing glory, which comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. You're getting an idea here?
Wala pa rin, Pastor, eh.
Okay. Buffering. Philippians chapter 3, verse 12 down to verse 14. And this is the Apostle Paul speaking. And we read, go. Not that I have already obtained all this, or have already been made perfect, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Brothers, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal. Everybody say goal. To win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. So there is a goal for all of us. God has a goal for all of us. I know the moment we have been born again, we have started towards that goal. The question is, what is that goal? The goal is not just for us to be saved. The goal is not just for us to get an assurance that we have eternal life. Now, before I proceed, I just want to be sure, who among you here, you have that assurance of eternal life? Taas ang kamay. So that I know I'm preaching to the right crowd. All right. Minsan nagugulat ako, some churches would invite me to do a revival meeting in their churches, only for me to find out na hindi pa born again yung mga tao, revival na yung pinag-uusapan. Well, now I know all of us, or most of us here, are saved. We have that assurance of eternal life. People being born again, being saved, having the assurance of eternal life, that's not the ultimate goal of God for us. What's the ultimate goal of God for us? As we have seen in the verses that we have read, the ultimate goal of God for all of us is to be conformed to the likeness of His Son. God wants us to grow in Christ likeness. He wants us to be like Christ. God invested His Son into this planet, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. What is that for? The only begotten Son, that's Jesus Christ, was God's investment. He invested into this planet so that He might have a return of investment. Walang negosyante that would invest something into something without expecting a return. In the same way, when God gave of His only begotten Son, He invested into this planet because He is believing there's going to be a return of investment. Nobody plants a seed without expecting that there will be a harvest. In the same way, when God sent His only begotten Son, it was with the purpose, it was with the goal that there will be more sons and daughters of God who will come out from this planet. They will be made in the image of Christ. Are you getting what I'm saying? When God created mankind, Bible says that God made him in the image of God. We lost that image. Adam and Eve lost that image when they fell into sin. But when Christ died for our sins, He started pursuing that goal of returning humankind into the image of Christ. So whether you see it in obvious terms or not, you are actually on your way to that goal, which is to be more like Christ. Are you getting this?
Sino sa inyo makakapagsabi that the moment you got born again and up to now, that whole time, me, I got born again back in 1985, so it's been 34 years now. Sino sa inyo makakapagsabi that in that span of time, when you got born again and up to now, there have been changes in your life? Hopefully, in Jesus' name. Because that's the plan of God. He wants that we will all grow into Christ's likeness. So now, the question that we're going to answer is this. What will it take? How will we be conformed to the image of Jesus? We're turning to Colossians chapter 3 for this. Colossians chapter 3, we start in verse 1. So for those jotting down notes, the title is God's Ultimate Goal for Us, Christ-likeness. Oh, hallelujah. Verse 1. Since then, you have been raised with Christ. Set your hearts on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. For you died. Tell the person next to you, you died. It does not say here, you will die. It says here, you died. You died. Past tense. And your life is now hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you will also appear with Him in glory. So, the first step. How will we grow into Christ-likeness? Siguro, first things first. Who wants to grow into Christ-likeness? Raise your hand. Who wants to grow more and more like the devil? Walang ganon. Every believer, every Christian, the goal is, Lord, I want to be more like you. Lord, I want to be more like you. And here, the Apostle Paul gives us the first lesson on how we can grow into Christ's likeness. He says, since you have been raised, look at this, look at the tense, all right? Since you have been raised with Christ. It does not say you will be raised with Christ. You have been raised with Christ. When did this happen? It happened when we got born again. We may not see it in the physical, but right now, even as you are seated here, yes, physically you are seated here, but positionally right now, we are already seated with Christ. I have never imagined the truth of this. I was never able to comprehend the power of the truth of this until I was face to face with a highly demonized person. Some of you know the story. I was pastoring in a church somewhere in Mandaluyong. I got a phone call from a church member. She says, Pastor, please come here. We have an urgent matter here because one of our neighbors, he's manifesting and he's manifesting violently. He was demonized, highly demonized. Tinatawag natin sinasapian. And so when I arrived in that house, there was this guy. He was huge. He was big. I stand about 5'8", 5'9". This guy must be about 6'1". I mean, he was huge and he was big. I was looking at him. I was thinking, Lord, maski walang demonyo to, gugulpihin ako nito. And may demonyo pa. And he came charging towards me. The first thing that came out of my lips was, I am seated with Christ in the heavenlies. Watch the word. I am seated. I did not say, I will be seated. I said, I am seated with Christ in the heavenly places far above all rulers, principalities, and powers. You cannot touch me in the name of Jesus. It's a good thing that you have some verses in your heart, which is why the psalmist said, I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. It's a good thing when you have the word of God in your heart when things like that come up. Kaysa yung pagka lumulusob na, So he was charging towards me. I blurted that out. I said, I am seated with Christ in the heavenly places far above all principalities, powers, and rulers. You cannot touch me. Now I was able to say that in like 2 seconds probably. Something happens when you're excited. You're able to say things faster. Parang 2 all beef patty, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions, and sesame seed. Naalala ko nung college ako, uso yun eh. Like if you're able to say that in a few seconds, you win a Big Mac. So anyways, this guy was charging towards me. Lo and behold, when he was about a few inches away from me, he could not touch me. He had to swerve. He could not touch me. And that was when I realized, oh my goodness, it is true. I am seated with Christ in the heavenly places, far above all principalities, powers, and rulers. I am untouchable. So you may be here, I may be here physically. Yes, we are here physically. But positionally speaking, right now the Bible says we are seated with Christ in the heavenly places. That's our position. Tell the person next to you, that's your position. Now, because that is our position, this is what the Apostle Paul says. Since then, you have been raised with Christ. You are raised with Christ. You are right there, right now. I am right there, right now. What is the right mindset? Set your hearts on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. See, the moment we realize that we are citizens of heaven and that right now, positionally, we are with Jesus, even our mindset changes. The mindset is not one that looks at the dirt and the filth of the world. The mindset is one that looks at the holiness of heaven. So we set our hearts, we set our minds on things above. Kakaiba yung mga tao na may heavenly perspective, because they are able to see what Bill Johnson would say, the gold. We see the gold in the things that we look at, in the people that we relate with. We see the gold. Why? Because we are looking from heaven's perspective. And here we see lesson number one. What do we do so that we will be more Christ-like? I try to be homiletical with the outline, so it's going to be ABC. All right? A is attend to spiritual things, which is to say, put your attention to spiritual things. Set your mind, set your heart, put your mind, attend to spiritual things. When we try to see what lies beneath, when we try to see what is in the spirit, we get a better perspective. It's like this. Pag nag-aaway ang dalawang tao, for example, if we look at it from a natural perspective, simple lang eh. Nakakainis tong taong ito. It's that simple. Ang sama ng taong yan. Sinungaling yung taong yan? O kuloko yung taong yan? I mean, that's in the natural. But the moment you look at it from a perspective of heaven, you see that it's not the person. There's a spirit behind the person. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, rulers, and spiritual forces in the heavenly places. So suddenly, there's a shift. Sa halip na mainis ka doon sa taon, nakakainis yung taong yan. Now you see the person is not so nakakainis. The person is actually a victim of the same demonic spirit that is trying to harass you or push you to be mad at that person. Are you getting what I'm saying? Nangyari na sa inyo yung meron nakakagalit na tao, but the moment you realize, wait, that's not him, that's not her, it's a demon behind him, it's a demon behind her. Yun nga lang, hindi mo naman pwede sabihin sa kanya, may demonyo ka. Kasi para ka lang naghanap ng panibagong away. But to highlight what I'm talking about, there was this couple who came up to me. This happened in Baguio. Lapit sila sa akin. Ironically, we were in a retreat, alright? It was a spiritual retreat, it was a spiritual conference. And then this couple came up to me just to inform me, sabi, Pastor, FYI, after this conference, we're going down to Manila, maghihiwalay na po kami. So, sabi ko, bakit? Hindi na kami magkasundo, Pastor. Hindi na pwede, hindi na kaya. I mean, this was the last attempt, sabi nila. We attended the conference hoping that something would happen. Well, this is the last day and nothing has happened. So we have decided we are going to part ways after this. Sabi ko, ano nangyayari? Pastor, sobra na yung away. Lagi na lang kami nag-away. Sabi ko, ano kayo? Nag-aaway kayo? Sigawan ba? Ay, Pastor, hindi lang sigawan. Sigawan, suntukan, sipaan. So I was looking at this couple, wonderful couple on the outside. I was looking at them. Maayos si lalaki, maayos si babae. Masasabi mo, gwapo si lalaki, maganda si babae. I mean, they looked good on the outside. And so they were now telling me, maghihiwalay na sila. Sabi ko, wait, can we pray one last time before you go? Sabi, please, Pastor, sige po, let's pray. Sabi ko, unahin natin. Sabi ko, unahin natin, itong babae, sabi ko, so I talked to the wife, sabi ko, galit ka sa kanya? Opo. Kasi ganito, ganyan. So anong ginagawa mo? Pastor, kinakalmot ko na rin siya. Nag-aaway talaga kami. Talagang suntukan, pumapatol po ako, sabi niya. So I asked her, can you ask forgiveness from the Lord? Mas madali yun eh. Ask forgiveness from the Lord. I mean, asking forgiveness from your fellow person, o sa, lalo sa asawa mo. But asking forgiveness from the Lord, that's easier. Because we know we get to hurt God. So sabi ko, ask forgiveness from the Lord. Sabi niya, Lord, forgive me kasi po, nagagalit na ako sa mister ko, this is what I've done, ganyan. Okay, sabi ko, sige, I'll pray for you, ha? Getting information from her prayer, I found out she was filled with anger, she was filled with hatred, bitterness, resentment. So I said, i-confess mo kay Lord yung anger, bitterness, resentment. So Lord, forgive me for anger, etc. And so I prayed. I started praying. I'll pray for you now. I said, in the name of Jesus, I come against the spirit of anger, hatred, bitterness, resentment, unforgiveness. I bind you. I pierce you right now with the sword of the Lord. And suddenly, it manifested. Yung kamay ng babae, gumanyan. In Jesus' name, sino ka? Ako yung nananakit sa mister niya. Alright? So now, the husband was like, nakaganyan. Sabi ko, kaaway mo? Hindi po. Sabi ko, yan yung kaaway mo. Alright? And so, the wife started manifesting, and in the name of Jesus, I come against the spirit of anger, hatred, bitterness, resentment, unforgiveness, out you go in Jesus' name. And the woman starts throwing up, manifesting, and then she was delivered. And so they forgave each other, embraced each other. Sabi ko, wait, not yet done. It's your turn. Sabi ng mister, pati ako, pastor, palagay mo. So I asked him to do the same. I said, you need to repent. You need to ask forgiveness from God. So, Lord, forgive me. I hit my wife. I hurt her. And then after that, I prayed for him again. In the name of Jesus, I bind the spirit off. I commanded the demons out, and he starts manifesting. He vomits. He throws up. I asked the wife, Mr. Mo, hindi po. That's the spirit that you are fighting with. The problem is if we're not looking at things from a heavenly perspective, we look at each other as if we are enemies with each other. Are you getting what I'm saying? So it is crucial what the Apostle Paul is saying here. Hey, since you have been raised with Christ, set your hearts, set your minds on things above. Have a heavenly perspective of things. You want to grow in Christ's likeness? Have a heavenly perspective. See things from above. The moment we start seeing things from above, magbabago ang tingin natin sa mga tao. People are actually redeemable. People are actually restorable. Why? Because that is how God sees each one of us. Palagay mo, ano ba nakita ni Lord sa'yo? Ano ba nakita ni Lord sa akin? I mean, you've heard my story. When God called me, I was holding on to a chonky. I was holding on to a stick of marijuana. I was smoking. What did God see in me? But God was seeing things from a heavenly perspective. Amen? Who wants to grow in Christ likeness? So, first lesson, attend to spiritual things. Yung attend na yun, sorry po, I was just looking for a word that starts with the letter A. But basically what I wanted to say is put your attention to spiritual things. Set your heart, set your minds. Lord, how do you see things? How do you see this situation? How do you see my life? May gulo sa bahay. How do you see it, God? May gulo sa bansa. How do you see it, Lord? I'll give you a very good illustration. 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 17. 2 Kings chapter 6. Probably we can start the story in verse 15. All right? Let's start in verse 15. Well, the story goes that there's this king, the king of Aram, who was really mad at this prophet Elisha. So what he did was he sent a force. He sent a battalion of soldiers to capture this prophet Elisha. Verse 15, when the servant of the man of God, that's Elisha, got up and went out early the next morning, an army with horses and chariots had surrounded the city. And the servant says, "Oh my Lord, what shall we do?" The servant asked. Verse 16, "Don't be afraid," the prophet Elisha answered. "Those who are with us are more than those who are with them." I love this. And Elisha prayed, "Oh Lord, open his eyes so he may see." Then the Lord opened the servant's eyes, and he looked and saw the hills full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha. As the enemy came down toward him, Elisha prayed to the Lord, "Strike these people with blindness." So he struck them with blindness as Elisha had asked. See, most often, the way we respond to situations would be the way the servant responded. "Oh, may gulay! Ang daming kalaban!" That was his reaction. "Naku, paano tayo nito? There's an army out there. They want to kill us. They want to get us. They want to capture us." Sabi ni Elisha, "Cool ka lang. Chill. Lord, open his eyes. Let him see it from your perspective." And then when God opened his eyes, he was able to see there are more forces of God, more angels of God, more of the grace of God, more of the power of God that surrounds us than that which is for our enemies. Amen? Sino rito masaya si Lord, mas matindi? I keep on telling people who are, well, studying to move into the ministry of spiritual warfare, you know what? There's nothing to fear. Number one, our God is victorious. That's number one. Yung pala, tapos na usapan eh. When Jesus said, "Behold, I have the keys of death and Hades," that's it. That settles it. As if that's not enough, the Bible also says that Jesus has 2/3 of the angelic forces with him. Which means, 1/3 lang ang nasa demonyo. Sabihin mo yung katabi mo, matindi yung atin. Sino masaya ron? Sino masaya ron? Parang ganito yan eh. Alam niyo yung, nung mga bata kami, may laro. Ewan, laro. Minsan, laro. Yung pagka yung, you're play acting, like there's going to be a fight. O pare, ako nang bahala dyan. Tapos hahawakan mo sa likod. Ano yan? Nag-i-imagine ako minsan yung mga demonyo ginagana. Eh. Dalawang anghel eh. O sige, ako sa likod. Ang sarap lang isipin eh. Panalo tayo palagi eh. Sabi mo yung katabi mo, wala kang talo. Alright? Put your attention to spiritual things. Look at things from a heavenly perspective. Lord, I want to see things from your perspective. Set your hearts on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. Tell the person next to you, not on earthly things. So wag na yung earthly-earthly. Nakakasira yan. Christ-likeness will not thrive. Christ-likeness will not grow in us if we keep our mindset on earthly things. Another word for it would be worldly things. We cannot grow in Christ-likeness if our minds, if our hearts are set on worldly things. Because what we behold, we become. What we behold, we become. Ganito lang yan eh.
High school po ako na, barkada ako sa mga taong hihilig magmura. I mean, magbilang ka ng 2-3 araw, nagmumura ka na rin eh. Wesley, nasan ka? It happens. The Bible says this, evil company corrupts good character. What you behold, you become. What you're a partaker of, you become. Don't set your heart, don't set your mind on earthly things. Sumama ka sa mga taong puno ng galit, maya-maya, nakikigaya ka na sa galit nila. I have this thing which I call borrowed resentment. You know, borrowed resentment, it means this. May kaibigan ka, nagkwento sa'yo tungkol sa isang tao. Ay, ganyan si ganyan, ganyan si ganyan, ganyan si ganyan. Before you know it, galit ka na rin doon sa taong yon. Pero wala namang ginawa sa'yo yung taong yon. Bakit? Inano ka ba niya? Wala. Eh, ba't ka galit? Eh, sabi ni ganito, ganyan, ganyan. What are you doing? You're borrowing that person's resentment. So what are you doing? You're setting your heart, you're setting your mind not on things above, but on earthly things. We need to be able to discern, God, this thing that I am entertaining, is it heavenly or is it earthly? If it's earthly, no more. Ayoko niyan. Kinakailangan matuto tayo mag-filter eh. Can we do this right now? Ginagawa mo, nag-shampoo. You're filtering. Which is why the Bible says, hey, take captive every thought. Make it obedient to Jesus. If that thought is teaching you to be hateful, no, I'm filtering you. If that thought is teaching you or making you think lustful thoughts, no, I'm taking you captive. If that thought is teaching you worldliness, no, I'm taking you captive. Set your mind, set your hearts on earthly, on heavenly things, on spiritual things. That's number one. Attend to, give your attention to spiritual things. Things that will help you grow to be more like Christ. Amen? All right. Number two. How do we grow in Christ-likeness? How do we grow in Christ-likeness? Verse 5. Put to death, therefore, whatever belongs to your earthly nature, sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires, greed, which is idolatry. Because of this, the wrath of God is coming. See, I don't think that the message of the wrath of God is being preached enough today. People love messages on grace. I love grace. It is grace that saved me. But let's not be listening to, let's not be preaching grace to the detriment of forgetting that there is still the wrath of God against sin. Because this is what the Bible says. Because of these, the wrath of God is coming. People, God still hates sin. He loves sinners. He hates sin. And I pray that pastors, preachers will not sugarcoat the word of God if only to tickle the itching ears of the listeners. Well, you know, this is how we get more people to come into the church if we become more seeker sensitive. How about being God sensitive? We need to know what hurts the heart of God. And if it hurts the heart of God, we need to preach against it. And this is what the Bible says. Put to death, therefore, whatever belongs to your earthly nature. So if it is earthly, kill it. Sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires, greed, which is idolatry. By the way, unlike before, when pornography would be hard to access, nowadays, pornography is just one click away. One click away. Hindi na nga kinakailangan yung computer eh.
nandun na sa smartphone. It's so smart. Hey Google, promise, ang mga tao ngayon dapat mas matalino. Sana. Dapat. Minsan nagtatanong ako, marunong ba kayong gumamit ng card catalog? Do they still know how to use the card catalog? May card catalog pa ba? Sorry ha. It's been a while. I mean, card catalog. Ano yun? Ting, ning, 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 ning. Students today, I don't know how you do research because it's all one click away. Back then, oh, wow. It's not available in this library. You need to go to the National Library. Oh, it's not available there. You need to go to the UP Library. Alam, ngayon hindi. Ay, wala sa ano, wala sa internet. Malamang yan, wala yan. It says here, we need to put to death everything that has to do with the earthly nature. Put to death the flesh. Because of this, the wrath of God is coming. There's still the wrath of God. There's still the wrath of God against sin. Verse 8, but now, you must rid yourself. Sabihan mo yung katabi mo, you. Huwag ka mahiya dyan. Sige, ako nag-uuto. Sabi mo, you. Pastor, natatakot akong laki. Don't worry. You're seated with Christ. You must rid yourselves of all such things as these. Anger. Oh, I'm talking to you. Kung meron ka pang anger. Rage. Malice. Slander. And filthy language from your lips. I was talking to someone. I was talking to a pastor. Sabi niya, Pastor, nakakagulat. Sabi ko, bakit? Eh kasi ako ngayon yung head ng pastoral association dito sa ganitong probinsya. Di ko sinabi ko saan. O sabi ko, nung nakakagulat, isipin mo, pastor eh. Pastoral association to, yung mga kasama kong pastor dyan, sila yung head ng denomination nila, sila yung pinaka-bishop nung grupo nila. O eh, anong problema? Habi ko, anong mabigat? Eh, pastor, pagka nag-umpok-umpukan, mga green jokes pa rin eh. Sabi ko, but it says here, hey, read yourselves. Read. R-I-D ha, hindi R-E-A-D. Okay? Read yourselves. Tanggalin mo, alisin mo. Anong aalisin? Read yourselves of this. Anger, rage, malice, slander, filthy language from your lips. Do not lie to each other, since you have taken off your old self with its practices and have put on the new self, which is being renewed. I love it. Put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge in the image of its creator. Second, how do we grow in Christ-likeness? What's number one? Naalala niya, no? Attend, okay? Attend to spiritual things. Number two, be dead to sin. Be dead to sin. We need to understand, the Bible tells us that when we receive Jesus as our Savior and Lord, we got born again. That's what being born again is all about. To be born again means the one who was born previously has died. And now you are born again. Yung ba yung pastor? Opo, yun yun. The one who was born previously, si Hiram, na pinanganak noong August 8, 1967, lumaki, natutong magmura, natutong mag konte, sinungaling, magalit, magkating classes, uminom, sumuki ng konte.
Ka-qualify pang pilit eh. Kunti.
When I got born again, that Hiram died. And now, there's a new creation, which is what the Apostle Paul said, if anyone is in Christ. That's what being born again is about, being in Christ. If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. All things have passed away. Everybody say, passed away. Ano ibig sabihin ng passed away? Patay. My dad passed away. I passed away. The old person is dead. Now, if the old person is dead, who is the one in front of you? He's supposed to be a new person. And if he is a new person, that is to say that there's a new identity to him. He is the new person putting on the new self, which is being renewed. Everybody say, renewed in knowledge in the image of its creator. I'm being renewed. May pagbabago. I should be dead to sin. Tell the person next to you, you're dead to sin. Romans chapter 6 verse 1. Can we look at this? Romans chapter 6 verse 1. Alright? What shall we say then? Shall we go on sinning so that grace may increase? Actually, ito po ang dapat na verse sa mga hyper grace. Oh, total naman sagot ng grace yan eh. Total naman sagot ng grace yan eh. I've heard some grace teachers say, well, you know, it's all by grace. It's all by grace. You don't need to pray because it's all by grace. Hindi na kinakailangan yung holiness kasi sagot na rin yan ni Jesus. It's all by grace. But it says here, what shall we say then? Shall we go on sinning so that grace may increase? Verse 2. By no means. Everybody read. We died to sin. How can we live in it any longer? Sino rito nakapunta na sa burol? Ang burol po yung kapag kami patay, nakalagay sa ataol. Sino rito nakakita na ng patay? Sino rito takot tumingin sa patay? Oh. Actually, you know what? I have something to confess to you. When Jesus said in Matthew chapter 10 that we are to heal the sick, where's the second one? Nandun yun eh. We're to heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons. And what we get to master at would be heal the sick, cast out demons. Heal the sick, cast out demons. Eh, paano yung cleanse the lepers? Wala nang may leprosy, pastor. Naggamot na. Okay, sige. Eh, paano raise the dead? So, ako po, ito's confession ko. There are occasions, and many are those, na pagka dumungaw na ako sa ataul, I actually command the dead to be raised back. Pabulong nga lang. In Jesus' name, bumangon ka. In Jesus' name, bumangon ka. Napansin niyo ba yung stance ng paa ko? In Jesus' name, bumangon ka. Sakali lang biglang bumangon. But I do it. I do it. Anyways, going back to my point, when there's a dead person, have you ever seen any dead person committing sin? Nakakita na kayo yung nakaburol nagmumura? Hoy! Tutut! Tingin-tingin ka dyan! Walang ganun eh. Have you seen any dead person na meron doon na yosi na nakasubo? Have you seen any dead person na meron itinabi sa kanya na playboy? Oh, sakali lang ha, in the afterlife. You don't have that. Because it is assumed the dead is not going to sin anymore. And it's the same truth for all of us people. We have died to sin. Dead na eh. We're dead. But sometimes, the dead us, the dead me, attempts to resurrect. Nagda-drive ka sa EDSA? Ang sikip-sikip na nga ng traffic, kinat ka pa. Tapos yung dead na Hiram, biglang, and you need to remind the dead you in Jesus' name, Hiram. Patay ka na. Mahiga ka. Okay. It's Jesus who's alive in me again. We need to remind ourselves this. Sino sa inyo minsan nagre-resurrect yung galit? Huh? I rebuke you all in Jesus' name. Nagre-resurrect yung inggit. Nagre-resurrect yung lust, nagre-resurrect, I mean, yung envy, name it, greed. Be dead to sin. How do we grow in Christ's likeness? When we are reminded of the truth, I am dead to sin. Everybody say that, I am dead to sin. So what do we do? Romans chapter 6, verse 13. Alright? Romans 6, 13. Everybody will read this. Ready? Go. Do not offer the parts of your body to sin. Up, stop. Sino rito may parts of your body? Taas kamay. Okay. All right. All of us, we have different parts of the body. This will go as basic as it goes. People, listen. How do we grow in Christ's likeness? We need to remind every part of our body, no, you will not be a slave to sin. Again, let's read this. Do not offer the parts of your body to sin as instruments of wickedness, but rather offer yourselves to God as those who have been brought from death to life, and offer the parts of your body to Him as instruments of righteousness. We need to take this literally. Lord, I offer to you every part of my body as an instrument of righteousness. Can we do that right now? Taas natin kamay natin. Patong natin sa utak natin. Sabihin natin, Lord, I offer to you my mind, my brain, in the name of Jesus, I offer it to you as an instrument of righteousness. I will not allow sinful thoughts to reside in my mind. In Jesus' name, amen. That's good. All right. Patong natin sa mata. Sabihin mo, Lord, I offer to you my eyes. In the name of Jesus, I make a covenant with my eyes not to look lustfully at any person. In Jesus' name. Amen. Ang galing nun. You know what? That particular verse from Job. Job was the first one who prayed that. I've made a covenant with my eyes not to look at a woman lustfully. That was a powerful prayer for me back then. Magmula nun, ang tingin ko sa tao, nakatingin lang ako sa mukha. Mukha lang ha? Mukha. You know why? It's crucial that we discipline every part of our bodies. All right, can we do this right now? Lagay natin sa tenga. Lord, in Jesus' name, I make a covenant with my ears not to entertain words, sentences that are negative, that may hurt, that will not advance your kingdom. I will put a filter on my ears in Jesus' name. Amen. So, paano kung may nang-chichismis sa inyo? Sorry, I cannot entertain that thought. Amen? We need to put a guard on our lives. Number three, let's move on. Verse 12. Therefore, Colossians chapter 3, verse 12. As God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive whatever grievances you may have against one another. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you were called to peace, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom, and as you sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs with gratitude in your hearts to God. And whatever you do, tell the person next to you, whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. What's letter A? Attend to spiritual things. Put your attention to. Is this spiritual? Is this something that will cause me to grow in Christ-likeness? What's letter B? Be dead to sin. Letter C. Clothe yourself with Christ's character. Clothe yourself with Christ's character. It says here in verse 12, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves. I love the term, clothe yourselves. Clothe yourselves. What does it mean? It means this. You just put it on. You just put it on. What do you put on? You put on Christ. See, the problem lies in this. When we try to come against sin on our own strength, we cannot. Hindi kaya. Hindi kaya nung magpapakabait ako. Hindi kaya ng self-will. Hindi kaya ng willpower. But when we allow Christ to be the one who's alive in us, when we put on Christ, Lord, hindi ko po ito kaya, I put you on. That is when we get the strength necessary to overcome sin. Because admittedly, on our own, we cannot. What did Jesus say? Apart from me, you can do nothing. If we try to overcome anger on our own, we cannot. We can probably do a bit of goodness, but then again, it's just a bit of goodness. When it comes to holiness that's acceptable to God, the only acceptable holiness to God would be the holiness of Jesus. And the way to do it would be to put on Christ. I remember the story of one evangelist that I was listening to. The story goes, meron daw yung isang lalaki who decided that he's going to allow God to have residence in his house. He allowed Jesus to have residence in his house. The problem was this. Every now and then, there's the devil who would come into his house, knock on the door, and then start stealing from his house. But then the problem also was this. Itong tao na nagpapasok kay Jesus, he also gave Jesus the instruction, all right, Jesus, I am allowing you into my house, but you stay in this room. You stay in this room, Lord. Diyan ka ha, diyan ka, Lord. So si Jesus, because he's a gentleman, he will not impose his will on this person. So, si Jesus, he stayed in that room. But every now and then, this devil would still come and barge on the door and steal from his house. And then it dawned on him, why am I allowing this devil to keep on stealing from my house when I actually have Jesus inside that room? So he decided, pag bumalik pa itong demonyong ito, hindi na akong sasagot ng pintuan. So he told Jesus, Jesus, you know what? I have something to confess to you. Time and again, the devil has been coming into this house. He's barging that door and then he gets to steal from so many parts of the house. I'm so tired of it. I cannot resist him myself. Can you please help me? Sabi ni Jesus, of course I can help you. I have been waiting all along for you to ask for my help. I can help you. So the next time he knocks on the door, don't be the one to answer. I will answer the door for you. So the story goes, bumalik si demonyo, he barges, and then there's Jesus. Wala na nangyari, tapos ang kwento. And that is what matters to us. You want to grow in Christ-likeness? We need to clothe ourselves with Jesus. Lord, hindi ko po kaya ito. I put you on. I put you on. Ikaw ang idadamit ko. Sino rito nagdamit ngayong umaga? How hard was it? That simple. That's the point I was trying to make. It's that simple. Lord, I put you on. Have you ever been hurt? Yung nasaktan. Hindi ito trick question. Okay? Have you ever been hurt? The one who hurt you. There are deep wounds. There are shallow wounds. The deep wounds, it's hard to forgive. Oh, it's hard to forgive. Promise. On our own, by our own self-will, it's hard to forgive. But then again, putting on Jesus, Jesus, I cannot do this on my own. I cannot. So what do? I put you on. Ikaw na lang humarap. Hindi ko kaya eh. You know what? Something happens. There's a switch. Jesus, you can do it. I know you can do it. And that is how we put on Christ-likeness. You just put it on by faith. Lord, I don't have enough faith. I put you on. Lord, I don't have enough love. I put you on. I clothe myself with Jesus. By putting him on, that's all that you need. That's all that we need. That is how we gain Christ-likeness. It's not by our own strength. It is by faith. Masusundan ninyo? The next time that we are confronted with a situation wherein, Lord, I need more Christ-likeness. You don't need to struggle with that. You just need to remember, I'm dead. Christ is alive in me. I clothe myself with Jesus Christ. Let's all stand up. Going back to the original goal, the ultimate goal of God for us. What's the ultimate goal of God for us? Christ-likeness. To be like Christ. To be like Christ. It is not just for us to be saved. It is not just for us to go to heaven when we die. The ultimate goal of God for us is to be like Christ. Imagine this. What if the millions of people, what if the millions of people who claim to be Christians will live in Christ-likeness? As in, they're dead to self and Jesus is alive in them? You know what's going to happen? I think revival is going to break out. Everywhere we go. Why? Because the self is dead and Christ is alive. Somebody's sick, Christ is alive. May sakit ka? I'll pray for you. Somebody's depressed, you're sad, I can pray for you. Somebody needs a touch from God, you're filled with Christ, you will be the Christ-like person that God will use. Let me conclude with this. There's a story that goes that D.L. Moody, who knows D.L. Moody? I know him, he doesn't know me. D.L. Moody is said to be one of the greatest evangelists that America has ever produced. You know what's so amazing about Dwight Lyman Moody? That's what D.L. stands for. What's so amazing about D.L. Moody is the fact that he did not even finish elementary education. He was not brilliant as far as vocabulary is concerned. He was not brilliant as far as grammar is concerned. As a matter of fact, there would be detractors that would say, "Hey, Mr. Moody, I listened to your preaching. You have lots of grammatical errors in your preaching." But D.L. Moody would say, "At least I get to use my grammatical errors for the glory of God." But D.L. Moody is said to have won millions of souls to the Lord. A former shoe salesman. Yun ang kanyang trabaho. He repairs shoes and he sells shoes. But it was just upon his heart that he wanted to be used by God. So every Sunday on his way to church, what D.L. Moody would do would be to get all of these young ones, the children who he would encounter along the way to church. He would gather them and tell them, "Come with me, come with me. Let's go to church, let's go to church." Until there came a time when these children that he would invite to church would be numbering in the hundreds. Hundreds of children that he would get along the way. "Come with me, let's go to church. Come with me, let's go to church." So when they were numbering in the hundreds, the pastor of the church told D.L. Moody, "You know what? We cannot really have all of these children in the church because there are too many. They're becoming a distraction. So if you don't mind, maybe it would be better if you can have all of these children be in a different place." That started the ministry of D.L. Moody in having outdoor meetings for these children. Cut the long story short, he became a world famous evangelist. Where did it all start? It started with D.L. Moody, who was not a believer before. It started with Moody attending a church, attending a crusade where the speaker was a British revivalist. The name is Henry Varley. V-A-R-L-E-Y. And Henry Varley said this: "The world has yet to see what God can do with a man fully consecrated to Him." The world has yet to see what God can do with a man fully consecrated to Him. That is what being Christ-like is about. A man, a woman who's fully consecrated to God. And the evangelist was saying, "The world has yet to see what a man fully consecrated to God can do." D.L. Moody said to himself and to God, "I will be that man. I will be that man." That's the challenge for us today, guys. That's the challenge for us today, brothers and sisters. Lord, I want to be that man who will be fully consecrated to you. I want to be that man who will live a Christ-like life. That I will decrease and that Jesus will increase. Can we just lift up both hands to the Lord right now? Follow after me in this simple prayer of surrender. Just say, "Lord Jesus, thank you. You have paid for it all for me. I know on my own, I cannot produce any good thing. But because you have died and you have paid for all of my sins, you have caused that the old self was crucified with you, died with you, buried with you. The old me is now dead. In the name of Jesus, I pray, let the old me remain dead. Let Jesus be alive in me. Just like D.L. Moody, I am declaring By faith.
By faith.
I will be that man.
I will be that man.
Who will be fully consecrated to God. Use me, Lord, for your glory and honor. In Jesus' name, I am Christ-like. Amen.